Well, the racial tension in our country seems to be pulling friends and families against one another. Conversations, comments, and then media attention is quick to draw lines in the sand. We're making room for Satan to further divide. Well, as Catholics, we must respond to racial injustice. But what does that mean? Well, you have an opportunity coming up to learn from an expert. On Thursday, January 20th at 7 o'clock p.m., join the community at Our Lady of the Lake in Lake Oswego as they host an evening of Healing Through Love, a Catholic response to racial injustice. And the presenter is none other than the dynamic deacon, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. And Deacon Harold is joining me today. Good morning, Deacon Harold. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be with you again.
Well, Deacon, it does feel like this is just one of those issues that is always on the forefront of our minds. And it feels like it just sometimes we think, can we still be dealing with this? So let me ask you this. Is racial injustice, is that still a part of our society? Or does the media kind of blow up things that aren't really an issue?
Yeah. So I think it's a combination of both in the sense that we're all sinners in need of God's mercy.
No doubt.
As long as there is sin is present in the world, there's always going to be issues of all kinds, whether it's, you know, sexual sin or racial division, war and all those kinds of things. So there's always going to be elements of sin that penetrate our culture and society. But I, at the same time, I think that the media does do a good job of stirring things up and sometimes creating bigger issues than what's really there. And they're very much one-sided. Mm. So they want to focus on the tension and division because that's where the click-throughs come through, right? And that's where their sponsorships and stuff come through. And the more they can show that people are, you know, consuming the news, the more money they'll get for advertising. So I think that's all part of it too. But what I'm emphasizing in the book that I have coming out and in this talk, which is based on what I'm writing in the book, I'm going to be focusing on the other side. What can we do to bring healing to the racial divide that's happening in our country?
Well, Deacon Harold, that you bring up a good point. And well, I'll say this, as long as the Catholic Church is run by humans, well, we will continue to fall. But the church tells us to constantly get up. We are to try again. Does the church give us guidance then about how we are to respond to racial injustice? And does that require us to respond?
Yes, absolutely. What I'm going to be discussing in the book, and I'll bring some of this out in the talk as well, is when you look at the history of how the Catholic Church has responded, and not just the racism, but a lot of things, it's very slow. And what I'm showing in the book particularly, and a little bit in the talk, is that, you know, the church hasn't always been, hasn't always walked the walk, you know, and when it comes to racial tension and division. You know, there were bishops and religious orders and priests that owned slaves, but there are also a number of priests and religious and bishops that helped people of color as well during the time of slavery, for example, in the United States. And it wasn't until the 50s that the bishops started writing documents and pastoral letters regarding issues of race. You know, so increasingly they've shown dedication and a deeper commitment to addressing this issue since the 50s and 60s and into our present time today.
I am talking this morning with the dynamic deacon, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He is joining me today because we are discussing an upcoming event hosted at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church in Lake Oswego. It is coming up on Thursday, January 20th, and the evening is called Healing Through Love, a Catholic Response to Racial Injustice. We are fortunate, I will say this, Deacon, within our Catholic Church, because we have many guides that have shown us throughout all of history how the right response is. You'll be covering a few of those Catholic heroes this evening. Tell us about who some of those are.
Yeah, so the ones that give us the greatest example of how to overcome this adversity are the saints and those who are on their way to sainthood, right? So here in the United States, I'm going to be talking about just giving a quick overview of five or six of the Black Catholics who are on the road to sainthood. That includes, of course, Pierre Toussaint, Sister Thea Bowman, Mother Mary Lang, Julia Greeley, Henrietta DeLille, and of course, my favorite, Father Augustus Tolton. So I'm going to be talking about how, you know, in the midst of, especially to the time that they were living, except for Thea Bowman, at the time that these others were living, there was, either slavery or Jim Crow laws, and I mean, incredible adversity, which I believe surpasses what's going on today. But yet, they were able to live the lives of the saints. And I think, and in fact, that's the way I'm ending my book. And also ending this talk is talking about how we can, you know, how these wonderful people of color can encourage us and inspire us to make a commitment in our lives to overcoming racial division in our country and in ourselves.
You know, Deacon, I was recently talking with our friend Mary Harrell, and we talked about having a saint, a new saint to walk with during the 2022 year, one to focus on. It sounds like to me that any one of these saints that you'll be covering this evening, well, it's going to be a good one. I myself been doing a lot of reading on Sister Thea Bowman. Deacon Harrell, before we go, you've been mentioning this book. Do you have a release date yet as to when that will be coming out?
Well, it was supposed to come out in the spring, but because of supply chain issues, at least that's what the email from Ignatius Press said, it's not going to be coming out till the fall.
Okay.
And the working title right now is Building a Civilization of Love, A Catholic Response to Racism.
Oh, well, we very much look forward to that, and promise us you'll come back on the show when that book is released, and we'll talk more about it. And then lastly, Deacon, before we go, what do you have coming up in the months that people might be able to see you at?
Well, just go to my website, deaconharrell.com. Just take a look at my calendar. I'm going to be all over the place. a lot of traveling. When a lot of those engagements actually are makeups from cancellations in 2020 and early 21 due to COVID. So I'm going to be quite busy.
Oh, well, you know, please always make time for Mater Dei Radio. We wish you all of the best on your journeys. We look forward to January 20th. Deacon Harrell, before you go, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we are so grateful to you for the gift of our lives and for the many gifts of love and healing that you've bestowed upon us. And we ask you, Lord, to help us look deep within ourselves to overcome any feelings of hatred or prejudice or animosity that we have toward others so that we can be more in the likeness of your Son. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
And again, that is Deacon Harrell Burke Savers. The evening is coming up Thursday, January 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. It is at Our Lady of the Lake Church in Lake Oswego. It is Healing Through Love, A Catholic Response to Racial Injustice. I will be sure to add links to where you can find more information about this event, plus all of the great things that Deacon Harrell will be doing. I'll have a link to his website. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview on the Hail Mary Media app, or our webpage, materdeiradio.com.